News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I want to turn back, Paul, at 18 minutes past 8 to that story of the National Transport Authority, their new Bus Connect plan. It will, though, involve a number of options from paying off for landscaping of new gardens to trying to find alternative car parking for residents along some of the routes. Noel Rock is a Fine Gael TD. He joins us now. Noel, we haven't seen the exact detail of this plan. We know the routes at which they're talking, 16 different routes. Your initial reaction to it?
I mean, I think every Dublin commuter accepts that something has to be done about traffic, something has to be done about public transport in Dublin. My comments this morning, though, are more firmly aimed at the NTA. They've effectively published half a plan. You'll see the half a plan published in the public domain today, which says that gardens will need to be required. The front of houses, the front of properties will need to be acquired. Some 1,300 in total or thereabouts. Now, the problem with this is they don't specify which 1,300. So along the 16 routes that they propose, there are about 20,000 households facing out onto those 16 routes. Yeah. So naturally enough, instead of 1,300 people operating in certainty, you have 20,000 people going, Jesus, is it my house they're going to take a bit of?
Well, so in fairness to them, they can hardly list all 1,300 homes this morning.
Not at all, no. But what they can do, Shane, is for example, in my own constituency, Swords Road, there'll probably be some purchases there. Ballymun Road, Moby Road, they're looking at purchases there. They could at least give some certainty as to whether it's the eastern side, the western side, both sides, or neither sides. I mean, these are straightforward things, I think, to be publishing at this stage. And if you're going to publish anything at all, surely you should be publishing something that gives a bit of clarity to people. Because right now, all we have is a situation where already my phone is jammed because people are ringing me under the assumption that sure, Noel's a TD, Noel's on the Transport Committee. He must know what's going on here. But of course, I don't know. Okay. And it's symbolic of a sort of an arrogant attitude from the NTA. And it's disappointing.
Well, they haven't launched the plan yet, to be fair, have they? I mean, the launch is later today.
Well, I mean, I've seen the final draft version of the report, as of the Irish Times. The final draft version of the report, all it simply says is gardens will be required. You know, trees will have to be taken away. You know, properties will have to be purchased.
Do you accept in principle the need to do that?
Yeah, in some instances, absolutely, Shane.
There will be people who are unhappy, obviously, about losing their parking space, or more relevantly, losing their chunk of their front garden.
Yeah, naturally enough, you know, people will be unhappy. But I think people would be far less unhappy if they actually had some certainty on the matter. And I mean, I thought one lesson that had been learned from the Nafina home farm saga, where the NTA dropped the plan on the table, didn't inform anybody, didn't really consult properly, and then ended up with an almighty dog's dinner on their hands. I thought the lesson learned from that was that transparency and communication were key, and that actually engaging with stakeholders before announcing things was an important aspect of what the NTA would do going forward. But clearly, we have the exact same mistakes here again. I have 1,300 homeowners now, many of whom will be on to me, I have no doubt, and other TDs across the city throughout the course of the day. And we have no certainty, we have no guidance to give them whatsoever. So, okay. You know, it seems that the NTA have landed us with a dog's dinner once again.
All right, Noel Rock, Fine Gael TD, thanks indeed for joining us.